Today's shir is Nedarim, Chaf Tes Amud Aleph. We are holding at the bottom of Chaf Ches, Harei Netiyos Eilu Korban, four lines from the bottom. So that's the quote from the Mishnah, which on Amud Aleph, it said, Harei Netiyos Eilu Korban Im Einon Niktzasos, Talazu Korban Im Einon Nisrefes, Yesh Lahen Pidyon. So you can be poduit. So now the Gemara asks, the Gemara begins by saying, Ula Olam, meaning that these are like a korban until they're cut down. There's no problem. You can't be podit, but you can't do it forever. So Omer bar pada padon. If you were to be podit, then chozos ukodshos padon chozos vakodshos. If you were to be podit them, then they become hektish all over again. So you do it again. You podit, it becomes it again. As long as they have not yet been cut down, then it continues to return. Ad shikotsutsu, until once they get cut down. Right, so at that point, niktitsu, once they're cut down, podon pam achas, you just repot it one time, vidayo, and that's sufficient. So that is the shita of bar poda, that the kedusha keeps on re-entering. Now, the question will be is how to understand the statement of Gemara, the ula omer, is ula arguing on bar poda, or is he supplementing, adding to him? So says Vula Amar Kevan Sheniktitsu, once they've been cut down, Shuv Ain Podon. You don't have to be Podom again because there's no longer the Kedushas on Chal, they're not Hektish anymore. So the Ran here brings two opinions. The first one he brings is the Rashba. He's saying that Ula is really agreeing to Bar Pada. The Kolzman, that these Netios aren't cut, you could repeatedly the kedusha goes back in because they made the expression. What did the Mishnah say again? The lashon is im einu niktosos, until they get cut down, right? So the netter is it works. It's effective as long as they're still standing up. And he disagrees with Bar Pada that only after been cut down, that meaning that's when the hektish is completely become batal without being poda them. Okay, so that's the Rashba's pshat. Then at the bottom of it, like five lines from the bottom, the run, the Hachochem Hagodol Reb Moshe Kartavi, he says that Ula really holds this netter only is working as long as the condition lasts, meaning that they're standing. But if the trees are going to be redeemed before they're cut, then they do not become kadosh again. So that's really two different ways in the Rishonim that the Ran quotes is to how to learn up that line. Okay, so now to the top of Chavtes, Armele Rav Hamnuna. This is Rav Hamnuna saying to Ula, Kedusha Shebehen Lehechan Halcha. What do you mean? Where, Ula, you said that you cut them down and it's gone. Where did it go? How could something that was Kadosh just become now not Kadosh because you cut it down? How it just disappeared? Meaning, and I'll prove it to you. Umal ilu amale isha. What would be if the din, if a man would say to a woman, Hayom at ishti, ulamachar iat ishti. Today, you're my wife, and tomorrow, you're not my wife. Would you ever think that's a good condition for a get? Minafka below get, which would, you know, of course not. So just like that would be a quote unquote meaningless statement, it wouldn't work, wouldn't accomplish anything in halacha, so too in the Mishnah. Once you were makdish these netios, so how can you just, you know, how can you get the kedusha off them without being poded? Verse Rosh on the daf, right, in the top in the Chavtas says, D'milsa d'pshito hi, d'kevin nasis ishto, eidi yotz men below get. Once this woman has now become his wife, he doesn't end the marriage without getting a get. The Hachi Amr Perik Amigarish Perik Pei Gimel Amid Beis Le'in Yiget Im Amr Hayom Iat Ishti. In the opposite case, now if you say today you are not my wife, Lamachar At Ishti, and tomorrow you are my wife, Kevin Chaposka Poska. Once it's done, it's done. But who did not mean Le'in Yin Kedushin? Right, the Makshin and Havayas Leitzias. Right, so we learn between, you know, a lot of laws of Kedushin and Gerushin are learned one from the other. Okay, here of course it's no good. So then, how could your case? That's his kasha on Ula. How could it just, you know, disappear? Where did it go? So Rava will answer Amrle Rava Mika Medamis Kedushas Damim the Kedushas Haguf. So let's explain these two important categories. Kedushas Damim means that the item itself is not kadosh, but there's a monetary value associated with it. Like, the value of something is now to be given. But Kedushas HaGuf is that the item itself is kadosh, right? So how could you make a comparison between one and the other? Kedushas domim, when we're talking about something that is monetary value, paka michti, it could just go away, right? It's conditional. So when the condition's fulfilled, meaning these natiyas are cut down, the kedusha left. But however, kedushas haguf, when you have something that's inherently has kedusha, that the idea itself, meaning i.e. this woman who was just being your mekadesh, the woman lo paka michti, that doesn't go away. You have to do a maisa, something to remove it. Okay, so that's Rava's attack. So Amar Le Abaye, Abaye says to Rava, is that really true? Is your assumption, Rava, really an accurate statement? Kedusha guf lo paka michti. Is that really true that you can't just get something that does have kedusha, can't just poof go away? V'hatanya, we learned in a braisa. Guy says the following statement: Shor ze ola kol shloshim yom. I want this shor, this ox, to be a korban ola for 30 days. Ula acher shloshim yom. And after the 30 days, shlomim. I want it now to change category, no longer to be an ola, but it should be a shlomim. So what's the din if you make such a statement? Kol shloshim yom shel ola. The first 30 days of an ola. La'achar shloshim yom, shlomim. And it is a shlomim. The Rambam brings this halacha down in Ma'aser Karbonos. Tesvav halacha zayin. Ha'omer d'mei para. He changes it from a shor to a para. If you say this cow, zul ola kol shloshim yom, la'achar shloshim yom, shloshim. I'm shalom, I read that wrong. Let me go back again. Let me start again. Homer Dame Para Zu Laola. Okay, this should be an Ola. Kol Shloshim Yom for 30 days. La'achar Shloshim Yom Shlomim. It should be a Shlomim after Shloshim days, okay? Osh Omer, if you say Dameha, that's money, L'Shlomim. Kol Shloshim Yom La'achar Shloshim Yom Laola Devarv Kaim. This works. This is a meaningful statement, if you would say that. So, you see from the attack over here, this kasha on Rava, is that it does work. You could have the kedusha, so to speak, go away. Someone just finishes off the question, right? Am I? Why should that work, right? This is kedusha haguf ninhu. These are examples where the behemoth itself has kedusha to it, and it goes away. Nothing did to it. There was no maisa. 30 days, it went poof. It changed into a shlomim without any maisa happening. So on this, does that mean the same thing with true by the woman though? There's a fascinating bran here, and about middle of the wide lines. Omle bai l'kedusha zaguf lopako. So Efsher says the Ran, da baye demakshe hochi polignami. Maybe he would also argue on the case by the Isha. Svir le da ha'oimer le'isha. And the Abaye would say, a man would say to a woman, hayom at ishti, ulamachar iat at ishti. Today we are married and tomorrow you're not. De lamachar nafke below get. That maybe this would actually work. For a woman as well, that you could do such a thing. You could say, today you're my wife and tomorrow you're not. But now this would probably still have to be, as people point out, at the beginning of their marriage. It couldn't just be, you wake up after a 7-year itch and you say, okay, tomorrow we're not longer my wife. The efshe dinhi desvir leila baye dafi lekedushas haguf pok bichdi. So it could be that Abaye holds that the kedushas haguf could also be taken away. Bahom leisha moide. The reason for this would be mishum de kol kinyan she'eino olamis. Says the Ran, any kinyan that doesn't necessarily last forever, kinyan peros bilchud mikri. That's called a kinyan peros. Kinmuchak pesov perak hashalech. They were in Gittin gabi moichir sode lechaver bezman sheyovil nohig. Now you can't sell your field if yovil is operating, you cannot sell your field forever because it will revert back in that cycle. Hilkach, therefore, Gabi Hekdesh, so to this, came in the Vade Chalale Hekdesh Domim, She'ein Olamis, that this is not going to be forever. Bedinhu Nami, the Techu Kedusha Saguf, Lizman, Lokoni Bey Korban Haguf. Whoops, I skipped one. Let me go back again. Lizman Yadua Bilvad, She'efsha Lotehe Osa Kedusha El Kedusha's Domim, that were only said in the Kedusha's Domim, Harimatsinu Kedusha's Domim, Gabi Hekdesh, Avaba Isha, but what about a woman? Came into Elohavia Ishto Lo'olam, Lokani Be kinyan haguf. There's always things as a temporary marriage. You know, it's eternal. The kinyan damim beisha lo ashkechan. You don't find this idea of making kinyan damim with a woman. Iyashar shite ishto lizman yedua bilvad. Can't be for a set time. Shekol kiyotze bo bazeh ain a kinyan guf. So yesh is a hochocha, the proof is mirsham pericha omer de kedushin de gros hosom. Rabbi Avahu b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. Hare ze ola shloshim yom. If a person would say this is going to be korban ola for 30 days. Kol shloshim yom harei ze'ola. La'achir shloshim yom yotze l'chulin me'eleha. It automatically just reverts out. Harei ah nekudeshes l'shloshim yom. If you would say you were married to me for 30 days, harei ze mekudesh. That is a good kedushin. Uma ben hekdesh, ma ben isho. So what's the chilek between hekdesh and a woman? A wife. Matzinu hekdesh yotze b'lopidyon. Because the hektish go out without being poded, velo matzina isha sheyotze below get. But you have to a maisa in order to end the marriage with the get. Heichen matzina hektish sheyotze below pidyon. So how do you find a case where the hektish goes out without being poded? Tiposer divrei hakol besoda makne. Alma da filu lemanda omer de kedushas haguf poka bichdi beisha mode. So he would agree to that. Okay, so that is the Gemara's discussion. So what's going to be? We had this kasha on that. So the Gemara answers on this thing, no. It wasn't a case where the Kedusha just went away. Says the Gemara, Hachav Mayaskinan, what's the case? The guy says, De Omer Lidmei. He wasn't makdish the animal as a coin, but he was only for its monetary value, which he was going to use to purchase a Ola or a Shlom. Therefore, there never was any Kedusha Zaguf, and Kedusha Zaguf does not just go away by itself. Let's do one more Ran. Hacha Nami Omer Dmei Kigon to have a Balmum. So, for example, the Ran says that this animal was a Balmum. To Ilu Tam, because the animal would have been able, you know, kosher for ring as a korban. Afilo Omer Dmei Kadosh Kedusha Zaguf. Even he would have said that I'm just doing its money. It goes for Kedusha Zaguf. Dikai Milan had Matfis Tamimim Levedek Habayis. If you want to do it for that, you try to do it just for like the upkeep. Mide Mizbeach Lo Yotzu. That it has to be used as a korban. So if it was able to be brought as a korban, it would be brought as a korban. Okay, Mirza Shem. We will pick it up from here. 3 lines from the bottom in the next year.